let us move forward to our next session. So welcome to Bhakti Sangha once again. So today we have our Chaitanya Bhagavata session that will be given by Her Grace Chinmay Vrajpriya Devi Mataji on the topic Sri Chaitanya Bhagavata Madhya Khanda 6.40 to 6.74. Hare Krishna Chinmay Vrajpriya Mataji, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you very much for giving your very valuable time and association to us this morning, Mataji, and enlightening us on this topic. I would like to read Srila Prabhupada's quote, Mataji, before handing over the call to you. Mataji, are you displaying the quote or I should pull it up?
You can read the quote, Mataji.
Okay. Yeah, got it. November 30th. If you do not understand somebody, how you can love him? Love is far, far away. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so kind that he is distributing Krishna Prema. Take anyone. Come on. Bombay, November 30, 1974. All Jai Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna. Mataji, Chinmay Vrajpriya Mataji, please take over the call, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Harita Mataji, for your warm welcome. Hare Krishna, Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha, Kripa Sindhubhyayavacha, Patitanam, Pavanebhyo, Vaishnavebhyo, Namo Namaha. Not qualified to speak even one word in this forum, and definitely not on the Supreme Lord, but I take this to just purify myself. So please bear with me, devotees. We'll start with prayers. ॐ अज्ञानातिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनाशलाखया चक्षुरुन्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम् वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातां सहगणरघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवम् श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च हे कृष्णा करुणा सिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेशा गोपिका कान्ता राधा कान्ता नमोऽस्तु ते तप्त काञ्चना गौराङ्गी राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमाम विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यादेशतारिणे पञ्चतत्त्वात्मकं कृष्णं भक्तरूपस्वरूपकं भक्तावतारं भक्ताख्यं नमामि भक्तिशक्तिकं जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्या प्रभो नित्यानन्दा श्रीयद्वैता गदाधारा श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृन्दा हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे 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 रामा 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 हरे हरे मूकं करोति वाचालं पङ्गुं लङ्घयते गिरिं यत्कृपा तमहं वन्दे श्रीगुरुं दीनतारिणं परमानन्दं माधवं श्रीचैतन्यमीश्वरं हरिः ओं तत्सत्। हरे कृष्णा माताजीस प्रभुजीस प्लीज एक्सेप्ट माय हम्बल ओबेसेंसेस। सो लेट्स कंटिन्यू विद चैतन्य भागवत टुडे। वी आर इन अ वेरी ब्यूटिफुल सेक्शन, द रेयरेस्ट मोमेंट व्हेन द लॉर्ड इज गोइंग टू रिवील हिमसेल्फ। द एंटायर चैतन्य लीला, चैतन्य लॉर्ड चैतन्यस पास्ट टाइम्स, ही इज इन द डिवोटी फॉर्म, but here he will show himself to us, to his confidential devotees. He will reveal himself. This is a very, very beautiful chapter, and we are seeing how Mahaprabhu one day he calls Ramai Pandita, who is brother of Srivas Thakur, and tells him, go to Advaita Acharya's house and ask him to come here. Advaita Acharya is residing in Shantipur, and he says, the Supreme Lord to whom he has prayed for so long, and yesterday was a beautiful class where Prabhuji said Advaita Acharya prayed for so long, not 1, not 2 years, for 52 years he prayed for the Lord to appear. So for such a long time, Advaita Acharya has prayed, his worship, the Shaligram Shila, and he's fasted and he's done so many austerities for me, and I have come. So go tell him that news. And Ramai Pandit is so blissful that he has been chosen as this auspicious messenger, and he goes to Advaita Acharya and tells him, and Advaita Acharya rolls in ecstasy, and then he's so happy, and he asks, what did the Lord, and Ramai Pandit also says, Nityananda Prabhu has also come. So Advaita Acharya's joy knows no limits at that time. And then he asks again and again, what did the Lord say? What did the Lord say? And then he says, I have brought my Lord. I have brought my Lord. And yesterday Prabhuji explained very nicely, this is not out of pride. How can we know it is not out of pride? Because the next verse itself says how the Advaita Acharya is none other than Mahavishnu himself combined with Sadashiva. So, but he rolls on the ground and cries. So Advaita Acharya is in such a beautiful mood. And now we'll continue from text 40, today's verses. Advaita Grihini Pativrata Jagan Mata प्रभुर प्रकाश शिवनी कांडे आनंदीता। ऑन हियरिंग अबाउट द अपियरेंस ऑफ द लॉर्ड, अद्वैता'स चेस्ट वाइफ, द मदर ऑफ द यूनिवर्स, क्राइड इन हैप्पीनेस। सो हु इज दिस चेस्ट वाइफ, मदर ऑफ द यूनिवर्स? शी इज नन अदर देन श्रीमती सीता ठाकुरानी। सो श्रीमती सीता ठाकुरानी इज टू बी वर्शिप जस्ट लाइक शची माता, देयर इज नो डिफरेंस बिटवीन देम। She is the eternal consort of Advaita Acharya Prabhu. And according to Gaur Ganodesh Deepika, Sita Thakurani was Purnamasi, that is Yoga Maya herself, in our Krishna Leela. When she appeared in Gauranga Leela, she appeared as the daughter of Narasingha Bhaduri. And this Narasingha Bhaduri, he got his daughter married to Advaita Acharya in Puliyagram, Puliyanagar. And then they started to live in Shantipur in the Nadia district. So we know when Mahaprabhu was born, there is an interaction between Sita Thakurani and Mahaprabhu and Shachi Mata and Jagannath Mishra. So when Mahaprabhu was born, at that time, Sita Thakurani, she decides to come and take darshan of this beautiful child. So with her husband's permission, she comes and she goes to see this topmost child with all kinds of gifts and presentations. She brought different kinds of gold ornaments, including armlets, necklaces, anklets, bangles for the hands, everything. So we know when we were reading through Mahaprabhu's childhood pastimes, we see how Jagannath Mishra and Shachi Mata are actually poor Brahmanas, but our Mahaprabhu is always very gorgeously dressed as a child. He's always having lots of gold ornaments on him, and that was the reason he attracts the two thieves also. So all those are from the Sita Thakurani. And there were also tiger nails set in gold, waist decorations of silk and lace, ornaments for hand and legs, printed silken saris, and a child's garment also made of silk. So Sita Thakurani is carrying gifts for the mother, child, everybody. Many other riches, including gold and silver coins, were also presented to the child. Riding in a palanquin covered with cloth and accompanied by maidservants, Sita Thakurani came to the house of Jagannath Mishra, and she brought a lot of auspicious articles with her, like grass, paddy, turmeric, kumkum, sandalwood, and all these were filled in a large basket. And she came to the house of Shachi Devi, and she got all kinds of eatables, dresses, everything. And the moment she saw this newborn child, she was totally astonished. She was filled with utmost joy, because she knew at that moment that this child is none other than he's directly Krishna, who's come from Goloka, but for difference in color. She knew this. And she sees this transcendental bodily effulgence coming from the child, and then how nicely his limbs are constructed. And those limbs are full of auspicious signs, and he is resembling molten gold. And Sita Thakurani is so pleased, and she is filled with maternal affection all the time. And she blesses the newborn child by placing fresh grass and paddy on his head. And she says, "May you be blessed with a long duration of life." And then she names him Nimai. So she is afraid of all the ghosts and witches which are around, because this child is so beautiful. And she's afraid of all those inauspicious evil omens around, and to protect him she calls him Nimai. And also because our Mahaprabhu was born under a neem tree, she calls him Nimai. And also on the day the mother and child, they leave the maternity home, they take their bath and come out, that day also Sita Thakurani is present, and she gives them all kinds of ornaments and garments, and she also honors Jagannath Mishra, and in turn Shachi Mata and Jagannath Mishra will also honor Sita Thakurani. So this, and Sita Thakurani was always filled with the maternal love, and in fact she would instruct Jagannath Mishra every now and then. We know through the childhood pastimes how mischievous our baby Nimai was, our little boy Nimai was. So she would instruct him on ways how to bring him up and all that. And she would always care for this little boy in a very, very nice motherly way. So this is that Sita Thakurani. On hearing that the Lord is going to reveal himself now, she started to cry. Next verse. Advaitera tanaya achyuta nandanama parama balaka seho khande avirama. Although Achyutananda, the son of Advaita, was only a young child, he also cried incessantly. At that time, Achyutananda, the son of Advaita, was a child. The approximate year of Achyutananda's appearance is 1423 Shaka AD, a Shaka that is 1502 AD. So, Achyutananda was one of the six sons of Advaitacharya, and he was engaged in the service of Mahaprabhu from the beginning of his life itself. And once when he heard his father talking to somebody, and he said, the spiritual master of Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya, Lord Chaitanya, is Keshav Bharati. It made this small child, he was just 5 years old then. In this verse also, our Prabhupada Saraswati says Achyutananda was a small child. So at that time also, he was a 5 year old child, and he feels so unhappy. And then he goes to his father and says, "Father, your instruction that Keshav Bharati is the spiritual master of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will spoil this entire country, because who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? He is the spiritual master of the entire 14 planetary systems. But you say someone else is his spiritual master, and this is not supported by any revealed scripture. This is being said by one little five-year-old boy." And Advaitacharya, hearing this, he felt so happy, and he felt very satisfied that his son is such a great devotee. So that Achyutananda, now on hearing this news, also started to cry. काण्डेन द्वैतपत्नीपुत्रैरसहिते अनुचरसभावेदि काण्डे चारि भीते अद्वैता अलोङ्ग् वित् हिस् वैफ् अण्ड् सन् आल् क्राइड् आल् द सर्वेण्ट्स् सराउण्डिङ्ग् देम् आल्सो क्राइड् के बा कुन्दी के खण्डे नहि परा परा कृष्ण प्रेम माया हैल अद्वैतेर गृहा नो वन् वास् अवेर् आफ् हू क्राइड् वेर् एस् अद्वैतास् एण्टायर् हौस् होल्ड् बिकेम् फिल्ड् वित् लव् आफ् कृष्ण सो दिस् इस् वन् आफ् द पञ्चतत्त्वास् अद्वैताचार्य सो ही इस् जस्ट् ही केन् गिव् कृष्ण प्रेम टु बट् ही chose not to give because he wanted Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu to do that part. So now, but his entire household is filled with Krishna Prema. Sthira haya advaita haite nare sthira bhava veshe niravadhi dholaya sharira. Although Advaita tried to compose himself, he was unable to do so. His body continually rocked back and forth in ecstatic love of God. Ramaira bale prabhu ki bale mu ki balila more Ramai bale na jhata chali baratare. He said to Ramai, what did the Lord tell me? Ramai replied, come immediately. So again and again he's asking Ramai Pandita, what did the Lord say? What did the Lord say? And then Ramai says, he says, come immediately. Advaita bale ashuna Ramai Pandita Mora Prabhu haya tabhe mohara pratita. Advaita Prabhu said, oh Ramai Pandita, listen, if he acts like my Lord, then I will have faith in him. So, Advaitacharya is saying, if Mahaprabhu acts like my Lord, then I will have faith in him. So, today's session, we'll see so many very intricate, very intimate pastimes between Mahaprabhu and with Advaitacharya, which nobody can understand. Nobody can understand because it is the dealings between the Supreme Lord and his incarnation himself. So, but it is so beautiful. One such pastime is, this is in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila, 12th chapter, Advaitacharya will have a servant. He will also be acting like his secretary. His name is Kamalakanta Vishwasa. And this Kamalakanta Vishwasa knew all the dealings of Advaitacharya. And once Kamalakanta Vishwasa will go to Jagannath Puri on his own. Not with Advaitacharya. And then he sends a note to Maharaj Prataparudra. Nobody knew about this note, but somehow Mahaprabhu knew about it. Of course, Mahaprabhu, there is nothing which can escape Mahaprabhu. So Mahaprabhu knew about it. And that note also reached him somehow. And what was in that note? The first part of the note said, established Advaitacharya as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Kamalakanta Vishwasa had told Maharaj Prataparudra about the true identity of Advaitacharya. But it also mentioned that this Advaitacharya was in a debt of some 300 rupees. And Kamalakanta Vishwasa, in his own good way, supposed good way, he wanted to liquidate this debt and the king to act on it. So now, reading this note, Mahaprabhu became very, very unhappy because he said, of course, he has established Advaitacharya as an incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, which is very good. There is nothing wrong in this because he indeed is the Supreme Lord. But he has also made that Supreme Lord poverty-stricken, which is not nice. This is like, because Mahaprabhu here wanted to correct any of those Mayavad concept, because Mayavadi say everybody is God and poor people are, everybody is God Narayana and poor people are Daridra Narayana. So this is something which should not be said. Lord is, his opulence is wealth, his full in wealth, he is full in wealth. So there can never be a situation where the Lord will we can even think of it as Lord having less of wealth or something. So this is very incorrect. So because of this, the Mahaprabhu will become very sad and he will punish Kamalakanta. He will say, He will tell his servant Govinda, do not get this Kamalakanta Vishwasa anytime near me again. I do not want to see him. Hearing this, Kamalakanta will become very sad that Mahaprabhu has chastised him. But when Advaita Gosai hears this, he will become very, very happy. He will say, oh Kamalakanta, do you know your fortune? Mahaprabhu has chastised you and punished you. Do you know what all I had to do to get this fortune? That too, I have got it very impartially, very, very less. Do you know how much I had to do? And he reveals a pastime. So Advaita Gosai says, long back, this was, Mahaprabhu has always treated me with lots of respect. Why? Because one, Advaita Gosai was elderly by age. He was in the age of Jagannath Mishra's age group. And second, he was all the disciple of Madhavendra Puri. So these two things, and Mahaprabhu is of course disciple of the disciple of Madhavendra Puri. So because of these two things, Mahaprabhu would always be very respectful to Advaita Gosai. And Advaita Acharya never liked it. Advaita Acharya wanted Mahaprabhu to act like a lord in front of him and treat him like a servant. So for this, he will devise a plan and he will start expounding a Mayavad literature, which is called Yoga Vashishtha. And this literature talks nothing but how to consider liberation to be the ultimate goal of life. So when Advaita Gosai is teaching this and reading this absurd philosophy, Mahaprabhu gets so angry at Advaita Acharya that he runs behind Advaita Acharya with a stick. So, and Advaita Gosai now reveals this pastime to Kamalakanta and says, when then I was chastised by Mahaprabhu, I became so happy. And then Advaita Acharya goes to Mahaprabhu and sees, and now this is now, and he says, I just can't understand your transcendental pastimes. You show so much of favor to that Kamalakanta, whereas you just don't show any favor to me. You do not show any mercy to me. What is this? And I had to do so many things to get even a morsel of that mercy from you. And Mahaprabhu laughs with satisfaction. And he says, get that Kamalakanta in front of me. And he gives one more darshan to Kamalakanta. And then Advaita Acharya becomes more angry and says, why did you call that man again and allow him to see you? You are cheating me in two ways now. So this way, hearing this, the Lord's mind was satisfied. And only these two lords can understand their minds, each other's minds. So we'll continue with the verses 47 and 48. Apana Aishwarya Yadi Mohare Dikhaya Shri Charana Tuli Dei Mohara Mathaya तबे से जनी मुमोराहय प्राणनाथा सत्य सत्य एई मुई कहिलू तो माता. If he displays his opulence to me and places his lotus feet on my head, then I will recognize him as the lord of my life. I swear this is the truth. So Advaita Acharya wants the Supreme Lord to act like a lord and place his lotus feet on Advaita Acharya's head. Ramai balena prabhu mui ko ki kahimu yadi mora bhagya thake nayane dekhimu. Ramai Pandita said, O Prabhu, what can I say? If I'm fortunate, I will see this with my own eyes. ये तो मारा इच्छा प्रभु से ही से तहारा तुम्हारा निमित्ते प्रभु यही अवतारा. So whatever you desire is also his desire. In fact, the Lord has incarnated because of you. So yesterday also we heard in the class how Advaita Gosai, he saw everyone engaged in some kind of material enjoyment. Either it was sinful activity experiencing the vikarma results, or they were experiencing their pious results. But they were all bound by this karma kandic activities. And he was filled with compassion for them. And he decided only Krishna can preach devotion to them by his own example. And he said, he declared, my name Advaita will be fitting if I am able to induce Krishna to inaugurate the movement of chanting of the holy. meaning. So this was what Advaita Acharya decided, that Krishna has to come on his own and start this movement of where we chant his holy names, of the Sankirtana movement. So that was Advaita Acharya's firm decision and thinking. So this way he thought, and he was constantly thinking of the lotus feet of Krishna and constantly worshipping Shaligram Shila, offering tulsi leaves, Ganga water. So this way, and he would give loud calls to Krishna. And this way, he stayed for 52 years. And then the Lord has come because of this Advaita Acharya's call. So Ramai Pandita is reminding this to Advaita Acharya and saying, because of you, the Lord is here. So whatever goes on between you two, how can I understand? If I'm just fortunate enough to witness this, that itself is your mercy. So this is Ramai Pandita's mood. Haila Advaita Tushta Ramira Vachane Shubhayatra Udyoga Karila Tataskshane. Advaita Prabhu was pleased to hear Ramai's statement. He then began to make arrangements for the auspicious journey. Patni Reba Leela Jhata Havo Savadhana Laila Pujara Sajja Chala Aguyana. He said to his wife, quickly get ready. Take the ingredients of worship and let us go. Pativrata se chaitanyera ya tatva jane gandha malya dhupa vastra ashesha vidhane. Advaita's chaste wife knew the truth about Lord Chaitanya. So right from Chaitanya, Lord Chaitanya's birth, she knows the truth. So now the Lord is giving them the opportunity to serve him. So serve him as the Lord. So now she quickly gathers everything, sandalwood paste, flower, garlands, incense, cloth, everything. Kshiradadhi saranani karpura tambula laya chalila yata saba anukula. She also took some of the Lord's favorite items like condensed milk, yogurt, cream, butter, camphor, and betel nuts. Of course, she's been a part of Nimai's growth. She's always been there, so she knows what he likes, and she quickly took all those favorite items also. Sapatni ke chalila advaita mahaprabhu ramayeni shedhe iha na kahi bukabhu. Advaita Prabhu, the incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then departed with his wife. He forbade Ramai Pandita from informing the Lord about his arrival. Naila acharya acharya tumi bali ba vachana dekhi mora prabhu tabhe ki bale ta khana. Tell him Advaita Acharya has not come. Then I will see what my Lord has to say. Gupte thaku mui nandana acharyera ghare naila bali tumi kari ba gochare. I will secretly stay in the house of Nandan Acharya, but you tell him he has not come. So this is Advaita Acharya's plan. But I will definitely come because my Lord has summoned me, but you have to tell him I have not come. And where will he hide? He will hide in the house of Nandan Acharya. Who is this Nandan Acharya? Nandan Acharya was a Brahmana residing in Navadvip. And his father was Chaturbhuja. And he had two brothers by name Vishnudasa and Gangadasa. We know, last chapter we saw how Nityananda Prabhu arrived, and he also hid in the house of Nandan Acharya. So because these two lordships, Nityananda Prabhu and Advaita Gosai, they hid in the house of Nandan Acharya, this made Nandan Acharya to be celebrated throughout the world. Just for this sake. And of course, Nandan Acharya also is one of the branches of Chaitanya's tree. And he had so much of deep attachment to Mahaprabhu. It is said that whenever these devotees would go to meet Mahaprabhu, he would be in the front, always waiting for Mahaprabhu and eager to look at Mahaprabhu. So that is our Nandan Acharya. And in his house, our Advaita Gosain is going to hide now. Sabare hridaye vaise prabhu vishvambhara Advaita sankalpa chitte haila gochara. Lord Vishwambhara, who resides in every in the heart of everyone, understood Advaita's resolution. Acharya Ragamana Janiye Apane Thakura Pandita Grihe Chalila Thakane. Knowing about the arrival of Advaita Acharya, the Lord went to the house of Srivas Pandita. So there is no need to inform the Lord. The Lord knows everything. He knew Advaita Acharya has already come here. And he started proceeding to the house of Srivas Pandita. Prayayat Chaitanyera Nija Bhakta Gana Prabhura Ichhaya Sabha Milila Thakana. So almost all of Lord Chaitanya's devotees gathered there by the will of the Lord. So their Paramatmas were also interconnected, these devotees. They all knew at once that Mahaprabhu's wish is that they all go to Srivas Pandita's house. So they just proceeded there. Aveshita Chitta Prabhura Sabai Bhujiya Shashank Sashanke Achena Sabe Nirabhaiya. Everyone could understand that the Lord was absorbed in ecstasy. They all became anxious and stood there silently. Hunkara Kariya Prabhu Tridashera Raya Uthiya Vasila Prabhu Vishnura Khataya. Then Lord Tridasharaya roared loudly and sat on the throne of Lord Vishnu. The phrase Tridashera Raya refers to three, more than three times 10 or 33, which consists the 12 Adityas, the 11 Rudras, the 8 Vasus and the 2 Ashwini Kumaras. These 33 are the principal demigods and are the 33 referred to here. Raya or Raya, Raya or Rao means Raja or King, the supreme controller, the object of worship and the Lord of 330 million demigods. So what did this supreme controller of the 330 million demigods do? He went to Srivas Pandit's house. He was in deep ecstasy. He roared loudly and sat on the throne for Lord Vishnu. So Srivas Pandit's house had a throne for Lord Narayana, their family deity. And our Gauraraya went and sat on it. So our Gaur Aarti, which we sing every day, is glorifying this Mahaprakash Leela. And of course, we sing Kiba Bosiyache Gora Chand Ratna Simhasane. So this is the Ratna Simhasana on which our Gora Chand is sitting now. And what is the Lord going to do now? Nada aise, nada aise, bale bare bare, nada chahe mora thakur ala dekhi bare. The Lord repeatedly declared, nada is coming, nada is coming. Nada wants to see my opulences. So our Prabhupada Saraswati writes, Advaita Prabhu said to Ramai, the youngest brother of Srivasa, you should tell Mahaprabhu that Advaita did not come. I want to see what is his reaction. I will secretly hide in the house of Nandanacharya and you go tell Mahaprabhu what I have told you. The super soul, Sri Gauranga, understood this confidential talk. So he went to the house of Srivasa. There he sat on the throne of Narayana, the family deity of Srivasa, and repeatedly declared, Nada is coming, Nada is coming. The Lord further said, Nada, Advaitacharya, wants to test my supremacy. He doubts whether I can understand his intention. Or perhaps he played this trick to manifest me before this world. That is the real intention of Advaitacharya, right? He wanted the whole world to know who our Gauranga Mahaprabhu is. So that's why this is being revealed. So at this point, we would like to discuss a few pastimes where there are beautiful interactions between Mahaprabhu and Advaitacharya. So the first one is in Madhya Leela, third chapter. This is the time where Mahaprabhu has accepted sannyas. So at this 24th year, Mahaprabhu accepts sannyasa. And after accepting sannyasa, He decides to go to Vrindavan. He is in deep ecstasy. So much he's filled with that intense love for Krishna. He's forgotten his, that his external consciousness is fully gone away. And he started for Vrindavan. And he was in a deep trance. And for 3 continuous days, what he did was he was just roaming in a tract of land called Radadesh. This Radadesh is on the part of Bengal, which is on the western side of the Ganges, is known as Radadesh. And its other name is also called Paundradesh or Pendodesh. So this he was roaming in this Radadesh filled with ecstasy. And he was reciting the prayers of Avanti Brahmana. And Mahaprabhu was so deep in ecstasy. And in fact, Nityananda Prabhu, Acharya Ratna, Chandrasekhar Acharya, and Mukunda Prabhu will actually be following Mahaprabhu, but at quite a distance behind. And they'll be seeing what all is happening. They will know that Mahaprabhu is not going to Vrindavan and he's here in this Radadesh, and they'll just be following him. And now Mahaprabhu is walking, and the villagers, when they see him, when they see Mahaprabhu in this deep ecstasy, immediately they get Krishna Prema and they start screaming, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. And by just looking at the Lord, all the happiness of their material existence just diminished. Excuse me. And there were many cowherd boys who came running to Mahaprabhu, and they became so jubilant seeing Mahaprabhu dancing and crying, Hari, Hari. And they also started to say, Hari, Hari. And when Mahaprabhu heard all these cowherd boys chanting, Hari, Hari, he became so pleased. He put his hand on their heads and said, Go on chanting like that. How fortunate are those kids! And then Mahaprabhu was blessing everyone, saying they were all very fortunate to even say Hari once. And he praised them, and he was walking this way. At that time, Nityananda Prabhu will devise a trick. He will call all these cowherd boys and he will say, If the sannyasi is going to ask you the way to Vrindavan, do not show him the way to Vrindavan. Show him this path on the shore of Ganges. So you should do that. And the cowherd boys agree, and they will. And then Nityananda Prabhu will go to Acharya Ratna, and he will say, Now you have to quickly go to Advaita Acharya's house and inform Advaita Acharya. Excuse me, Mandir, just a second. Sorry for that. You have to quickly go to Advaita Acharya's house and inform him everything, and ask him to get a boat and come to the shore of Ganges and wait there. I am going to take Mahaprabhu to Advaita Acharya's house. And what Acharya Ratna was supposed to do after informing Advaita Acharya was to go to Navadvip and get Shachi Mata to Shanti. So our Nityananda Prabhu is so compassionate. He's not just compassionate to the fallen souls. He is compassionate to all these Parshadas of Mahaprabhu also. He knows there is this Shachi Mata who is going to be so sad when she knows that her son has taken sannyasa. And she is going to feel more sad if Mahaprabhu walks or goes off all the way to Vrindavan. So that is why he is, out of his compassionate nature to Mother Sachi, he gets Mahaprabhu to Advaita Acharya. And now Mahaprabhu is walking on the shore of the Ganges. And suddenly what Nityananda Prabhu does, he goes and joins him. And Mahaprabhu looks at Nityananda Prabhu. He's in total ecstasy. And he says, Oh, Nityananda, what are you doing here? And Nityananda Prabhu says, I'm coming with you to Vrindavan. And Mahaprabhu asks, How far is Vrindavan from here? And Nityananda Prabhu shows the Ganges and says, Here, this is Yamuna. Here is the river Yamuna. Just see. And Mahaprabhu becomes so happy. He thinks he see. And he starts reciting prayers to glorify Yamuna. And he jumps into the water, jumps into Ganga, and he takes a bath. At that time, Mahaprabhu had only one piece of garment, which he had owned. He didn't have any other clothes also. So he comes out and stands with wet garments. At that time, Advaitacharya is there on the boat. And Mahaprabhu now sees Advaitacharya and he is even more surprised. Oh, Advaita, how do you know that I am in Vrindavan? Mahaprabhu asks. At that time, Advaitacharya discloses the whole situation and he tells Mahaprabhu, Mahaprabhu, wherever you are, that place is Vrindavan. And now it is my great fortune that you have come to the bank of the Ganges. So then Mahaprabhu says, oh, this Nityananda, he tricked me. He brought me to the bank of Ganges saying this is Yamuna. And then Advaitacharya says, no, no, whatever Nityananda Prabhu said about this part being Yamuna is also true, because the west side of that western side of this Ganges, it has a confluence of Yamuna also in it. So Advaitacharya explains this and then he says, oh Mahaprabhu, you have not eaten from 3 days. You are in total trance and your garments are wet. So please come to my home. I'm a poor Brahmana. I have not cooked anything much. I have just made a few grains of rice and one handful of spinach. And you have to accept alms now because you're a sannyasi. So please come and accept alms from my home. So hearing this, Mahaprabhu says, yes, I'll come. And what is this handful of grain and spinach? This is what Srimati Sita Thakurani would have cooked a big feast. She would have cooked, actually, Advaitacharya would have made three offerings. One will be in a metal plate and two will be in banana leaves. And what will be in these plates is a big mound of finely cooked rice. And in the center, there is ghee in this rice. And then surrounding that rice, there are hundreds of pots. Hundreds. And what all are there in these pots? Different kinds of vegetables and various shuktas, different kinds of, bitter and pungent shuktas, bitter melon, eggplant, all these vegetables, various kinds of squashes were cooked, different vegetables, different dals. And this goes on and on. So much of description about the bhoga which was made. And there were varieties of cakes. There were small cakes and sweet and sour sauce. And 5 or 6 kinds of sour preparations and soft cakes made with mung dal, soft cakes made with ripe bananas and soft cakes made with urad dal. So varieties of sweetmeats, condensed milk and so on and so on. So many quantities and so many varieties of food. And what was the intention of Advaitacharya was that metal plate he will offer to his deity Krishna, and then these two leaves he will offer to the two brothers, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So with that intention, he would have laid this out. And Mahaprabhu comes, he sees, he's very happy that such an opulent offering is being made to Krishna. Mahaprabhu assumes everything is prasadam because otherwise he will not eat. Advaitacharya offers only the metal plate to Krishna and he invites these two brothers inside for Bhogarati, and then he rests his deities, and now he invites these two brothers inside and he says, please honor prasadam, accept this food, he says. And then Mahaprabhu sees three plates and he says, Advaitacharya, you can also sit. She's assuming everything is prasadam, but these two that is offered and these two are bhoga still. So Advaitacharya quickly tricks again Mahaprabhu and he says, no, 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 I will serve prasadam to everybody. You please start. And Mahaprabhu now looks at his, he thinks from that is they will serve a little bit to him. And he says, get me a small banana leaf. I just want to take little. But then Advaitacharya holds him by hand and makes him sit there. And now Mahaprabhu looks at all these opulent servings and he says, no, I am a sannyasi. I cannot eat so many things. I cannot. And he's very strict. He goes on complaining. He says, no way can I honor all this prasadam. Please take away everything. And then Advaita Acharya, it is not, Mahaprabhu says, it is not proper for a sannyasi to eat such a variety of food. If he does, how can he control his senses? So then Advaita Acharya says, please give up your concealment. I know who you are. And I know the confidential meaning of you accepting the sannyasa order also. And please give up these jugglery of words and please accept. And then the Lord says, I certainly cannot eat so much food. And Advaita Acharya says, please accept everything and leave behind whatever you cannot eat. That is okay. And then Mahaprabhu says, as a sannyasi, I can't leave remnants. So then Advaita Acharya says, in Jagannath Puri, as Lord Jagannath, you accept 54 times bhoga. And each bhoga, there are 100 pots of food. Everything you accept and you eat, compared to that, these are just few morsels. So please stop the jugglery of words and please stop everything. I'm for my happiness, accept this. And then the two brothers will sit down to accept them. They'll start eating and Advaita Acharya will serve so profusely, then Mahaprabhu will keep saying, stop, stop. And Advaita Acharya will say, till now what I have served, please accept. And from now what I'm going to serve, just taste little and leave everything. That's okay. So this way he'll keep serving. And at that time, there's also a beautiful interaction with Nityananda Prabhu. I know it's already 11:45. I'll tell it quickly. Nityananda Prabhu, on the other hand, is an avadhuta. He says, I have fasted for 3 days. I am so hungry. I had hoped that today I can break my fast nicely. But you, Advaita Acharya, you did not fill my stomach at all. It is not even half filled. That is how you have served. And Advaita Acharya, in the same joking way, he says, you are a mendicant traveling on pilgrimage. Sometimes you eat roots and fruits. Sometimes you get nothing. Sometimes you get something more. So you have entered the house of a poor Brahmana today. And whatever I'm able to offer, I'm offering. Please accept. And Nityananda Prabhu says, whatever I may be, you have invited me. So now you have to supply me with what as much as I can eat. And this way, the two lords were joking. And Nityananda Prabhu acts as though he's angry that he's not getting full. His servings are very less. He takes a handful of rice from his plate and he throws it on the ground in anger. And a few morsels of this rice will go and fall on Advaita Acharya. And Advaita Acharya at that time will feel so much of ecstasy. And he will start, and in his mind, he will think himself to be purified by the touch of the remnants thrown by Paramahamsa Nityananda. And he begins dancing. And he says, my dear Nityananda, I invited you. And indeed, I have received the results. So these are the interactions between the Supreme Lords, which we cannot comprehend. At least my limited brain doesn't comprehend anything. Just enjoy it as a story. That is my level. But you elevated devotees can enjoy it better. I'm just reading from Prabhupada's books. One more pastime is, this is following Ratyatra, where the entire Ratyatra pastime is done. And Hera Panchami is also done, where Mother Lakshmi comes with all her servants. And that's a beautiful pastime where her maid servants will admonish Jagannath's servants, saying, why hasn't the Lord returned back to the Goddess of Fortune yet? Why hasn't he come back to Jagannath Puri yet? And they will threaten these servants of Jagannath, and they'll tell him, if the Lord is not back soon, they will face consequences. And so Jagannath the next day will sit on the Ratha and he will get back to Jagannath Puri. So this beautiful pastime happens where, and then Swarup Damodar reveals beautiful mood of the gopis to Mahaprabhu, and Mahaprabhu is very happy with all that. And after the entire pastime of Rathyatra, Mahaprabhu comes back to his I board in Akashi Mishra's house. He has a room there and he starts his daily routines. So Mahaprabhu, every day in the morning, he would go visit Jagannath and he would offer his obeisances. He would pray, he would dance, he would sing. And after that, he would go to Siddha Bakula and he would meet Haridas Thakur there. And after that, he would come to his room and he would sit in his room and take his beads and chant. That was Mahaprabhu's routine. And when Mahaprabhu would sit and chant, at that time, Advaita Acharya would come there. And Advaita Acharya would worship Mahaprabhu. He would get all the paraphernalia. He would wash Mahaprabhu's lotus feet with scented water. He would give scented water for Mahaprabhu to drink. To wash his mouth. And then he would smear nice fragrant sandalwood on Mahaprabhu's body all over. And he will give a nice beautiful flower garland to Mahaprabhu. And he will also place Tulsi Manjari on Mahaprabhu's head. So after being worshipped by Advaita Acharya this way, Mahaprabhu, he would then take the remaining, he would take the paraphernalia and with whatever was remaining, he would worship Advaita Acharya. So he would worship Advaita Acharya with flowers and all, and he would chant a mantra like, Yo asi so asi namostute. So he would say, whatever you are, but I offer my respects unto you. So this is what Mahaprabhu would say. And at that time, he would make some sounds within his mouth and that would make Advaita Acharya laugh. And this way, both Mahaprabhus would have a good time. I mean, Mahaprabhu and Advaita Acharya would have a good time. And they would also offer their respectful obeisances to each other. So this is another interaction between the Lord and Advaita Acharya, which is not easily understandable. So now, continuing with our verses, the Lord is sitting on that beautiful throne and he's saying, Nada is coming, Nada is coming. And he knows everything and still he wants to see my opulences. So this is the mood in which Mahaprabhu is sitting on that throne. And then what happens? Nityananda jane sabha prabhura ingita bhujiya mastake chhatra dharila twarita. Nityananda Prabhu knows the Lord's desires. With this understanding, he held an umbrella over the Lord's head. So this is Anantashesha himself, right? So now he is holding an umbrella on the Lord's head because he knows the Lord is going to reveal that beautiful pastime. He's going to show his show who he is. Gadadhara bhuji deya karpura tambula sarvajane kare seva yena anukula. Understanding the situation, Gadadhara offered camphor and betel nuts. Everyone present served the Lord according to their own favorable mood. So, this is Gadadhar Pandit. Immediately, he understood the situation and he also started making everything ready for the aarti. So here, understanding the mood of the Lord and acting according to that, that struck me because we should also understand the mood of our spiritual master and act according to that. That should be the mood in which we are. It is very far away for me. It was just something I thought of. Keho pade stuti keho kona seva kare henai samaye asi ramai kochare. Some offered prayers, some offered various services. At that time, Ramai came there. Nahi kahite prabhu bale Ramai re mora prakashite nada pathai le tore. Before Ramai could speak anything, the Lord said to him, Nada has sent you to test me? Nada ishe bali prabhu mastaka dhuliya. Janiya o more nada chalaye sadaya. The Lord rolled his head and said, Nada is coming. He knows me well and he always tests me. although Advaita knows me perfectly well, he always tests me. So the Lord is saying that. Ethai rahila nanda na charyera ghare more praki sorry more parikshite nada pathaila tore. I know Nada is hiding at the house of Nandanacharya and he has sent you to test me. Anagiya shighra tumi heta itahane prasanna shri mukhe ami balila apane. Quickly go and bring him here. I am gladly saying this with my own mouth. Anande chalila puna ramai pandita sakala advaita sthane karila advidita. Ramai pandita again happily went and explained to Advaita everything that the Lord had said. So now he has been chosen to become the messenger for the second time. And now the news is even more exuberant. The Lord is going to reveal himself. So that is going to happen. Shuniya nande bhase advaita acharya ila prabhura sthane siddha ila karya. On hearing him, Advaita Acharya floated in waves of ecstasy. Having fulfilling his purpose, he immediately went to the Lord. Prabhupada Saraswati gives a commentary. The purpose of Advaita was to reveal the supremacy and the omniscience of Mahaprabhu to the people of the world. That is why he hid himself at the house of Nandanacharya and deceptively ordered Ramai not to disclose his intention to Mahaprabhu. Now that Sri Mahaprabhu has personally disclosed these facts about Advaita and thereby proved his supremacy, Advaita's intention has been fulfilled. Dure tha ki dandavata karite karite shastri ke aise stava padite padite. Advaita Acharya and his wife offered obeisances from a distance and recited prayers as they approached the Lord. So again and again, they were doing dandavats, saying prayers. They were doing dandavats and saying prayers right from a distance. That's how they started coming towards the Lord. Paya nirabhaya pada ila sammukhe nikhila brahmande aparupavesha dekhe. They came before the Lord, surrendered at his lotus feet, which avowed fearlessness, and saw his matchless beauty, which enchants the entire universe. The phrase Nirbhaya Pada refers to Sri Gaurasundara's lotus feet, which avowed fearlessness. Sri Gaurasundara is the personality of Godhead, supremely worshipable by the entire universe. As stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam 11.2.45, Sarva Bhuteshu Yah Pashyed Bhagavat Bhavam Atmanaha. The most advanced devotees see within everything the soul of all souls, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. So, taking shelter of Gauranga Mahaprabhu's lotus feet awards fearlessness. And how can we get this fearlessness? That also Mahaprabhu's revealed in Madhya Leela, 22nd chapter, 34th verse, where he's instructing process of devotional service to Srila Sanatana Goswami. He says, he recites this from Ramayana. Sakradeva prapannoya stavasmiti cha yachate abhayam sarvada tasmai dadamiti vratam mama. So this is the vrata of that Supreme Lord. He has taken this vow that even once we have to say Tavasmi to him, that is all, to Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Once if we say Tavasmi sincerely, that is it. And he will just take us in his shelter and he will give us Abhayam, fearlessness. So before I end, I will just read from Gauranga book, Mahaprakash Leela. Just a few pages, just one or two pages, because it's already close to 12. I'll just read till the part we have covered. This is from by His Holiness Srila Jayapataka Swami Guru Maharaj. So the Mahaprakash pastime. Advait Gosai had fasted and worshipped Shaligram Shila with Tulsi and Ganga water. and prayed and loudly chanted the holy names to call the Lord to come down. Advaita was himself an avatar of Mahavishnu combined with Sadashiva. He had six children, of which three were devotees and three were more like caste brahmanas following the Smartha system. There is no guarantee to get a devotee as a child. So we try and we pray, and if we are successful, we could get a Krishna conscious child. But there is no guarantee. So Advaita Acharya came to this planet, but he didn't feel qualified to give love for Krishna to everyone. He thought Krishna himself in his devotee form should come and give out love to everyone. One day, Lord Chaitanya said to Ramdas Pandita, one of the brothers of Srivast Thakura, go to the house of Advaita Goswami and tell him that the person for whom he has fasted, shouted loudly with holy names, worshipped the Shaligram Shila with Tulsi and Ganges water, that Lord has come. Now he is in Navadvip. You delivered this message to Advaita. Ramadasa Pandita went to Advaita's house where Advaita was sitting and worshipping his Shaligram Shila. Ramadasa came and paid his obeisances and then delivered the message. Advaita Gosai jumped up shouting, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. He has come. He has come. I brought him down. I brought him down. Hari Bol, Hari Bol. He was dancing. Suddenly he became very serious and said, no, many people knew I was fasting, knew I wanted the Lord to come. How will I know that it is really my Lord? How will I know? What is the proof? Tell him I am not going. I will hide in the village. If he is really my Lord, he will call me and I will come and pay my obeisances. He will put his lotus feet on my head and I will look up and see him in his full glory. I will see without doubt that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then he saw that his wife, Sita Thakurani, was by his side with a full aarti tray. What is that? What are you doing? He asked. If he is the Lord, I should have everything ready to offer him worship, she said. Then both of them went and hid in the village. Ramadasa approached Lord Chaitanya, but didn't tell him that Advaita was not coming. Before he could say anything, Lord Chaitanya looked up, and at that time he was in the mood of Krishna. He knew everything. So he called up, Nara, Nara, come up. I know you're hiding. Nara is a nickname of Advaita. So then Advaita came out and paid his obeisances. The Lord came and put his lotus foot on the head of Advaita, and he looked up and saw the whole world had disappeared, and there was only Lord Chaitanya and the Brahman effulgence from his body, and there was Nityananda and the other associates holding chamaras and saying prayers. He saw this and realized, this is the Lord, this is the Lord, Hari Bol, I brought him down, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Then he called Sita Devi and took the aarti tray and started offering aarti. For 21 hours, there was non-stop aarti to the Lord. There was a unique aarti, and we celebrate that aarti at the time of the Sandhyarati. Kiba jayo jayo gora chandir aarti koshobha. All glories to the beautiful aarti ceremony to the Lord, of Lord Chaitanya. Then, one after another, Lord Chaitanya started giving blessings to his devotees. Lord Chaitanya said to Advaita, now you must take from me one boon, one wish. You can have whatever you want. Advaita replied, no, no, the fact that you came, that's enough. That's fulfilled all my wishes. No, you must take from me one boon. You want liberation? You want anything? Just tell me what you want, said the Lord. No, 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 you already came, that's enough, replied Advaita. No! No, ask one wish. After much insistence, Advaita agreed. All right. If I must take one boon from you, then this is my desire. You please let those souls who ordinarily do not have the opportunity to become God conscious develop pure love for you. Those who are ordinarily unfortunate, those who are ordinarily not having the opportunity, may they be the recipient of your special mercy, Jai. May they be able to achieve your mercy and get this highest benediction of life. This is my special request. Lord Chaitanya replied, so be it. Then Lord Advaita said, no, no, but that is not all. That is only the first part. I also ask that those persons who are very proud of being very spiritual, being great devotees, that are proud of being great brahmanas or kings, and who think that Because of their material so-called position, they deserve to get your mercy. And out of their pride, they neglect the devotees of the Lord. Out of their pride, they offend the devotees of the Lord because they think that they deserve your mercy. Let them not get your mercy. Let your mercy not be given to those arrogant people. Lord Chaitanya also agreed to this. I'll stop here. This chapter goes on further, but those parts we have not covered it. Srila Gurudev ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha, Kripa Sindhubhya evacha, Patitanam Pavanebhyo, Vaishnavebhyo, Namo Namaha. Thank you, Mataji and Prabhuji, for patiently listening and tolerating me. Please correct all my offenses and mistakes. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Thank you.
Hari Bol, Mataji is such an ecstatic and glorious class, Mataji. I could see how you were enjoying the way, you know, I could see the enjoyment that you were reading, and you had so much of prema for those conversations that Lord and Advaita Acharya had, and between Nityananda. That was so nice. And in between, you brought those delicacies also to tempt us.
Lunch time.
That was also very nice, Mataji. Very nice to know these conversations between Lord and the disciples. Hare Krishna. Thank you so much, Mataji, for enlightening us with this. Dear devotees, please go ahead with your realizations and questions. Kalpagavalli Mataji, please go ahead.
Hare Krishna. Dandatna Mataji. Very excellent class session, Mataji, and very nice. Mataji, I want to know the book you read, what is that book name?
Gauranga, Mataji. Gauranga book written by His Holiness Jayapataka Swami Guru Maharaj, Mataji.
Oh, very, very nice. You can get it, Mataji.
You are in India, right, Mataji? I don't know how. Maybe in temples.
It's available in ISKCON temples. ISKCON Chennai temples, you can check.
I am in India and south and southern India, Kanyakumari district. Mataji, it is available in Vrindavana or Visakhapatnam, any other place, Mataji, in Puri Jagannath temple.
Hare Krishna.
Visakhapatnam will get, Mataji.
Laritani, Mataji will know.
Sorry for the interruption. Hare Krishna. Karpagavalli Mataji, if you can send your address and phone number, we can see if we can courier to you from India. I can
okay,
ask.
Okay, Mataji.
Jai Ho.
Thank you,
Mataji. Thank you for your comments, Mataji. Thank you.
Yeah, Hare Krishna. Is there anyone?
Hare Krishna, Chinmay Mataji. Very, very beautiful, ecstatic katha.
Thank you, Mataji. Your blessings, Mataji. Thank you. We need your blessings to progress, Mataji. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Mataji.
Indu Mataji?
Yeah. Hare Krishna, Chinmay Mataji. What a beautiful
yes, Mataji. I will 944315015.
Mataji, we'll take down Mataji. Meaning it's live, right? So don't give a number. Can you write your number on the chat?
Yes, Mataji. Yes, Mataji.
So that we don't get your spam. Okay, thank you so much, Chinmay Mataji. Beautiful. And I really enjoyed all the pastimes, and especially the icing on the cake was the last.
Mataji, I can't hear you, Mataji.
Yeah, your voice is very low, Mataji.
Sorry, Mataji. I don't have my extra speaker that I use. So thank you so much. It was extremely beautiful. And more than anything, your involvement in the katha rubs onto us. So that was very beautiful. And I didn't know that Gaura Aarti started at this point in time. So that was news. It was very nice to know as well. Hari.
Thank you, Mataji. Thank you so much. Without your
Okay.
guidance, I won't be able to do anything. Thank you, Mataji.
Do anything at all.
Mataji. Very, very wonderful, blessed Mataji, as usual. Especially when you narrate the past tense, you know, like it's like we are seeing lively. All those things are happening, so it was very nice. I was just laughing at the point where Advaita Acharya and the two Mahaprabhus are pulling their legs. You know, like you didn't serve me well, and he's saying, "No, you are a sannyasi, but so you should not eat." So that was really very nice.
Mahaprabhu
Thank you,
saying,
thank
"I
you.
won't eat," and Nityananda Prabhu saying, "This was not enough for me."
Yeah. Thank you, Mataji, for giving that.
Thank you for tolerating me. Hi, Krishna.
Mataji, yeah, go ahead, Mataji. Go ahead, Mataji.
Dhanvat pronounced Mataji. Very, very beautiful pastimes you related, and also the way you actually related them was so amazing. I mean, like it was so interesting to hear like each and every detail. Usually I'm not a narrative person, but the way you narrated it was so beautiful, Mataji. Thank you. And a quick question, is that Vinita's kurti you're wearing?
Yes, Mataji.
Jai, thank you, Mataji.
Oh,
Hey, Krishna.
thank you, Anita Gandharvika, Mataji.
Mataji, there are so many comments for you. Like it's a very beautiful class. Lalitangi Mataji is telling, and Revati Mataji is also thanking for the beautiful class. And Shivani Mataji is telling Hare Krishna Mataji, Dandavat Pranam. Very, very beautiful nectarian class. And one thanks for your wonderful association.
Thank you, Lalitangi Mataji. Thank you, Revati Mataji. Thank you, Shivani Mataji. Thank you so much. I do nothing, Mataji. I just read from Prabhupada's books.
But the
Thank
way you narrated was so beautiful, Mataji. You involved every one of us in the katha, and very nice. Thank you, Mataji. You brought that mood to all of us.
Thank you, Mataji. The pastimes are so beautiful.
So, dear devotees, if there are no more questions or realizations, we can pay our obeisances to Mataji. Vancha kalpatarubhyascha kripa sindubhyaivacha patitanam pavanebhyo
Namo
vaishnavebhyo
namo
Very, very inspiring class, Mataji. We will be looking forward for your classes again and again, Mataji.
Yes, Mataji. Jai Srila Prabhupada.
Please
Very, very
come
inspiring
regularly,
class.
Mataji.
Touch to heart, Mataji. Take us in a dham, Mataji.
Thank you,
Jai
Mataji.
Srila
Thank you,
Prabhupada.
Vandagopika Mataji. Need your blessings.
Hare Krishna.
Thank
Thank you, devotees. Ending the call here. Thank you for your valuable association, and thank you, Mataji, for your beautiful class. Hare Krishna.
Thank you.